You are Locked On Dodgers, your daily Los Angeles Dodgers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
So I say D, I say D-O, D-O-D, D-O-D-G, D-O-D-G-E-R-S, team, 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 team.
Hello, Dodger fans. Welcome to Locked On Dodgers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, the number one local sports daily podcast network. Locked On, your team every day. Today's episode is brought to you by RockAuto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Locked On Dodgers is the daily podcast covering the Los Angeles Dodgers, bringing you the smart fans' perspective on our boys in blue. I am Jeff Snyder of Baseball Essential, along with my good pal Vince Samperio of Chavez Ravine Fiends. Vincent, how the heck are you?
Jeff, I'm doing well. We're in the midst of what appears to be a baseball season happening, so every day I get a little more excited that we're a day closer to when it's supposed to actually start.
Yeah, I was thinking the other day that at least part of me, even though I'm optimistic about getting the whole season in, but part of me is just thinking, let's at least have the season last long enough that Mookie Betts realizes how much he likes being a Dodger. And, even if we can't
get the whole season. He hasn't already done so already.
Yeah, maybe. But if we can't get the whole season in, let's at least get Mookie converted to Dodger blue before they have to shut this thing down, right?
True that.
Today we're going to talk about kind of some odds and ends, a little bit of news coming out of summer camp, including some of the guys who haven't reported yet that we hadn't talked about yet. Some non-news about opening day starter and, a few other things. So that's the plan. But first, we want to remind you, please subscribe to Locked On Dodgers wherever you get your podcasts. And when you get in your car or sit on your couch, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Dodgers. All right. News, odds, and ends. Let's start with maybe the most non-news of the news. Dave Roberts confirmed that Clayton Kershaw is still the opening day starter. After he had already been named the opening day starter when they thought opening day was going to happen in March. And we know that Kershaw is probably the most built up of any of their starters. And so it's not a surprise that he is the opening day starter, but it is official now, I guess.
Yeah. There's no real surprise. Like you said, just the fact that he's one of the more built up ones just adds on top of it. I guess it makes more sense this time than it did last time, just on based on, obviously, Buehler is the ace now, but that's really all it is. And he's, Buehler's not ready and Kershaw is at this point, so no big deal.
Yep, and good for him. Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, Kershaw deserves to be the opening day starter, basically as long as he's a Dodger, which is hopefully until he's like 55. Next, tiny bit of news, Max Muncy is out for a few days. I couldn't tell. Did he get hit by a pitch or hit on a, like, fielding a ground ball? Do you know, Vince?
I don't remember what the exact wording was. I wasn't in this Zoom meeting, so I don't remember what was tweeted out.
Yeah, he took a ball off his finger, a ring finger on, I think, his left hand. I don't even remember that. Anyway, it's so minor. The Roberts doesn't seem concerned about it at all, said they expect him back in a day or two. It was just kind of... It kind of reinforced what we were talking about the other day, that Roberts is at liberty to say why somebody's not playing or participating when it is a baseball-related injury, which kind of, gives more credence to the idea that these non-specific guys maybe are COVID-related or at least something less baseball-related. And so Muncy should be back soon, and hopefully it's not a big deal.
Yeah, it just says took a ball off the left ring finger.
Okay. I'm trying to think. Batting left-handed. I guess, but I assume if he had been hit by a pitch, we would have heard more and it would be a bigger deal. So I imagine just that's his glove hand. I don't know how you take a ball off the ring finger on your glove hand, but whatever it is, hopefully he'll be just fine.
Yep.
Last little bit of, you had posted a couple videos on Twitter, highlights from the intra-squad game, especially showing both of Cody Bellinger's at-bats against Clayton Kershaw in that intra-squad game. And some people noted that his stance has changed And I hadn't noticed it, but I just watched it when you brought it up. And yeah, it's kind of interesting. It's almost like his hips are a little more open, but his shoulders are a little more closed. Definitely his front shoulder seems more closed to me, doesn't it?
Yeah, and his bat head's a little more straight up rather than resting on the shoulder. You know, I'm not sure exactly what that process is. I don't know if he has any interviews coming up where that can be asked of him, but it would appear usually when you close your shoulders a little bit, you're trying to stay inside a little bit more. You're trying to, you know, stay on the ball a little bit more. We did see him hit the ball off Kershaw down the left field line, and then the other one was a little single up the middle. So, you know, maybe he feels he got a little too pool happy last year, or maybe against left, maybe it's just something against lefties. We've only seen him face lefties so far in video form, so I don't know exactly what it is, but if it's going to help improve him from last year, then I'm all on board.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing about lefties, because like you said, we saw him hit the home run off Caleb Ferguson in that little highlight video, and then these two at bats off Kershaw, and I could definitely see against a guy like Kershaw almost over-exaggerating, trying to stay closed more to stay in on it. And it could even be something just, you know, early in spring training / summer camp, whatever you want to call it. Maybe not even something that he's planning on taking into the season that extreme, but kind of going extreme with it right now to kind of retrain his body a little bit to stay closed. And that over the next couple of weeks, maybe it'll evolve back to kind of when Cody was at his best last year, because we definitely saw different stances from him last year. His stance late in the season had changed some from early in the season, and so maybe what he's trying to do is get back to that early season last year, and so he's going a little bit overboard on the closed shoulder right now.
Yeah, that might be what it is, or, you know, just little kinks and here and there that guys try to work out, or, you know, he's probably been in the cage this whole time in quarantine, so he, you know, he's more ready to go than maybe some of these pitchers or some other people.
Yeah, for sure. And like you said, maybe we'll hear from him. I assume at some point somebody will ask him about it, or he will bring it up, and so maybe we'll get a better idea what's going on. But, you know, like you said, and we've talked about before, him hitting lefties is a big key to him going from being a solid, valuable player to being one of the best hitters in baseball. So whatever it takes, I'm good with.
Yep.
All right. In a minute, we'll be back to talk about Dustin May a little bit, and we'll talk about some of the guys who haven't reported to camp. But first, let's talk about Rock Auto. If you have a car, sometimes you need parts for that car. You know that. And you could go down to the box store on the corner and say, I need a part. And they'll say, okay, we don't have it. We'll order it for you. And you could say, you know what? Why would I have you order it for me? I have the internet, and I know where rockauto.com is. It's at rockauto.com. Rockauto.com is a family-owned business. They've been selling auto parts for 20 years online, and they have selection, pretty much everything you could need for your car, not generic parts, but the actual part for your actual car. And you can find it, and you can pay the price that a mechanic would pay, going that wholesale price rather than paying for the middlemen, the markups for AutoZone's rent or whatever all those markups are. All you got to do is go to rockauto.com. There's a little field on their website that says, how did you hear about us? And you just write in Locked On or Locked On Dodgers or whatever, so they know we sent you. But yeah, if you need auto parts, rockauto.com is the way to go. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com, and keep it Locked On Dodgers. All right, Vince, let's talk about our obscure former Dodger. I was thinking about the 1985 Dodgers for some reason. That's the first year that I really remember watching. My first baseball game that I ever went to was in 1985, my first Dodger game. And I was looking through that roster, and I came across Ralph Bryant. And have you ever even heard of Ralph Bryant, Vince?
I have not.
Ralph Bryant, I remember, I have a baseball card of his. I think it's the 87 Tops that look like the wood borders. And he was actually a decent hitter. He only got basically three little cups of coffee in the big leagues, 169 plate appearances over three seasons. But that's basically about a third of a season's, not even a third, a fourth of a season's worth of plate appearances. And he had 8 homers, 24 RBIs, 22 runs scored. So if you multiply all those by 4, that's 32 homers, 96 RBIs, 88 runs scored. He had an 819 OPS, which was like a 123 OPS plus. So he was a solid hitter, but just didn't, he never really stuck. And then after the 1987 season, which he split between AAA Albuquerque and the Dodgers, he went to Japan. And in Japan, he became a big star. His first year in Japan, 1988, he hit 34 homers. Second year, he had 49 homers and 121 RBIs. He had another season of 42 homers. Overall, he spent 8 seasons in Japan and hit 259 home runs. Had a 904 OPS in Japan and was just kind of a big star there. And his big problem was strikeouts. He struck out a lot for the Dodgers, and then he struck out a whole lot in Japan. In 3,335 plate appearances, he had 1,186 strikeouts. Those numbers, by today's standards, would be kind of pedestrian, but by 80s standards, that was a ton of strikeouts. In those, like in his 3 seasons with the Dodgers, about a fourth of a season's worth of plate appearances, he had 51 strikeouts. So in addition to his 32 homers, he also would have had 204 strikeouts, which was would have been a record back then, wouldn't anymore. But yeah, that's Ralph Bryant. He was drafted 3 times, twice by the Dodgers and once by the Twins in between. Finally signed with the Dodgers, and he eventually became an obscure former Dodger. Any thoughts?
No, but these guys claim the fame of being obscure former Dodgers. Definitely should be added to all their Wikipedia pages.
Yeah, yeah, if Wikipedia would let me edit, but I've been banned because I used to make funny edits. Let's talk about some current Dodgers. First, one little bit of news. Dustin May. Dave Roberts said that May hit 99 on the radar gun the other day. And I understand it's not the same as being the first week of spring training because, you know, these guys have been throwing and stuff the last couple months. But Dustin May hitting 99 kind of, even though his future is as a starter and he has a lot of different pitches, when you think about the idea of May hitting 99 out of the bullpen to go along with Pedro Baez hitting 98 or 99 and Joe Kelly hitting 101 and Brusdar Graterol hitting 101 and AJ Ramos hitting 96 or 97, you know, and Blake Treinen, that dude throws 97, 98 when he's right. I mean, there is a lot of firepower in that bullpen, and Dustin May, you could definitely see him adding to that.
Yeah, it's finally, we're getting close to the type of bullpen I want to see and the type of bullpen I feel like the Dodgers always face, which is fireballer after fireballer after fireballer. You know, I've been pretty vocal on, you know, May kind of staying in the bullpen for this season and that kind of being the best fit for him, especially come playoff time. But yeah, I think Dustin May is way more valuable in 1 or 2 inning stint late in the game. Rather than 4 to 5 decent solid innings, the Dodgers have enough guys that can give them that on the front half of the game. So, but yeah, throwing 99 is great. You know, a lot of these guys were worried or wondering about, you know, how they're going to get ramped up, how they're going to throw with no adrenaline from the fans or whatever it is. But when you have guys like Dustin May who can touch 99, just waking up, getting out of bed in the morning, I think the Dodgers will be fine.
Yeah. And I guess that kind of segues into our last bit of news, which because 3 of these 5 guys we're going to talk about are relief pitchers, including Pedro Baez, who I just mentioned. Tony Gonsolin is another guy who has been known to hit the upper 90s and is likely to spend some time in the bullpen this year. Both Baez and Gonsolin have not yet reported to camp, along with, you know, we already talked about Kenley Jansen, AJ Pollock, Scott Alexander, Gavin Lux, and Keibert Ruiz also haven't. You know, Scott Alexander is definitely understandable. Because he's diabetic, isn't he? So Alexander not reporting yet. You could definitely picture him being thinking about opting out. Everybody else, we haven't heard anything really. We don't know, which obviously leads to some suspicions, but we're not going to speculate. Other than to talk, we do want to talk just from a baseball standpoint, what this kind of means for a guy like Gavin Lux, who is not having a starting position handed to him, but he's penciled into the starting lineup if he's healthy. And I don't think you assume he's been getting his hacks in over the last couple months. And so he's probably going to be okay, even if he misses a week or two of summer camp, as long as he can get in a week or so before the season starts, he should be good to go. But some of these pitchers, obviously if it was starting pitcher, it would be a big deal. But even these relievers, it might throw a little crimp into some of the Dodgers' plans if they miss too much time.
Yeah, I mean, and that's where obviously the 60-player pool is a lot different than once they start. It's going to be a 30-man for 2 weeks and then goes down to 28 and then 26. So at least in that sense, the Dodgers, you know, should be able to handle all this early on. They'll have the 30-man roster, even if a guy like Baez isn't quite ready to go. Although, you know, he only really needs to throw one inning, so he should be fine in that sense. Scott Alexander, same thing. So we'll see where it goes, but I think the other one that is kind of in the field, you know, if Pollock opts out, then that makes it a little easier for Lux to kind of resume the role at second base, because Taylor and Kike might need to play some left, or, you know, some other guys might need to move around. But if Pollock opts in and then Lux opts in, it gives them a little more options. But at the end of the day, you know, even if it takes an extra week or two to kind of get it going, you're going to imagine Lux is in the starting lineup every day and Baez will be back in the 6th, 7th, 8th inning a couple weeks into it.
Yeah, it's hard to see how Scott Alexander fits on this team anyway at this point with all the firepower the bullpen does have. He is a lefty specialist, and so with the 3-batter minimum, which is still in place, it was hard to see him fitting too well anyway. And so, you know, I don't know if that's going to play in his decision of whether to opt out. Just I could see it actually influencing his decision either way. But that one doesn't concern me as much. Baez and Gonsolin, obviously, I'm counting on to pitch some pretty valuable innings for the Dodgers. But one that seems really interesting to me is Keibert Ruiz, just because he's the third catcher on the 40-man roster. The only catchers on the 40-man are Will Smith, Austin Barnes, and Keibert Ruiz. And I think they have to have a catcher on their taxi squad. I think one of the three actual traveling taxi squad guys has to be a catcher. And so it's not going to be Diego Cartaya at 18 years old. You know, so I guess Rocky Gale is an option. But if Keibert Ruiz is out for any significant amount of time, I wonder if that again brings back the possibility of Russell Martin, not even as a taxi squad guy, do they still have to have a catcher on the taxi squad if they're carrying three catchers on their active roster? Do you know?
That I'm not sure of. That's a good question.
Because it's hard to see Martin coming back to be on a taxi squad. I would think he would want to be on an active roster. At his age, he's made his money, you know, he's not young anymore. And so I would think that he wouldn't come back for a situation where he's going to be on a taxi squad and maybe get some playing time once in a while. But, you know, if the Dodgers did decide to carry three catchers, Keibert isn't an option, then Rocky Gale doesn't excite me. And, you know, Russell Martin is nothing to write home about, but, you know, from the leadership standpoint, for sure, he's a positive in the clubhouse, and he had some big hits and some big moments for the Dodgers last year. And, you know, he's always been one of my favorites. I've mentioned before, I almost named a kid after him back in 2011 until the Dodgers non-tendered him. I wouldn't mind seeing Russell back.
Yeah, same here. Rocky Gale, I don't want to see Rocky Gale take any at-bats for the Dodgers, even in this shortened 60-game season, even if they're up by 5 to 10 games. Rocky Gale, I saw what we got from Rocky Gale, and I'm cool on that.
Yeah, I'm sure he's a nice guy, and he's a solid defensive catcher, and he is, you know, he has value to an organization because you need a backup catcher in AAA. But you know, that's his role, and you know, getting some occasional big league at bats is fine. But yeah, I wouldn't be sad if we didn't see him get a single big league at bat this year. You have any other thoughts on the on these guys? Obviously, we wish them all well. If any of them are COVID related, we especially wish them well. Alexander, like we said, might be considering opting out for high risk reasons, and obviously we'd support that. But you know, I wish them all well, and Dave Roberts said he expects to see them all soon, but he couldn't say why they're not there, and so I don't know what to think.
Yeah, Kiebert specifically, you know, we talked, he was in that one report that we talked about last week. I believe I saw someone on Twitter say that on his Instagram story he posted he's in LA. I'm not sure if that's where he stayed this offseason, but if not, at least he's already in LA, so I would imagine maybe he's recovering and he'll be able to join the team once he's ready to go.
Yeah, and we've seen, you know, you can test positive and not have symptoms, and theoretically that would make the recovery time shorter if you just have to get it out of your system and not actually physically recover. We saw Joey Gallo for the Rangers tested positive and then tested negative and then tested positive again. And so, you know, they, it's not an exact science, unfortunately, but hopefully health is the most important thing for all these guys, not just from a baseball standpoint, but from a quality of life standpoint. So that's our number one hope for all of these guys, that they are healthy. And then when it comes to baseball, hope they can contribute in Dodger Blue soon.
Yeah. One last thing that we might talk about at some point, because it might be news. Bobby Miller posted on his IG story tonight. Dodgers beat pointed it out, and he's in Los Angeles. He is not from Los Angeles, so I don't think there's any other reason for him to come here, especially during a pandemic, unless there's thoughts of bringing him into the player pool. So,
yeah, and it had been reported earlier, but I don't remember who it was, but before the original 51 of the 60-man were announced, somebody who usually knows their stuff reported that Miller and Landon Knack would both be on that 60-man in that 60-man pool, and neither of them have been added yet, but wouldn't be surprising, especially now that they've added Clayton Beter. They've signed all their draft picks, and so they know what they're dealing with from that standpoint. It might just be a matter of waiting to see who's going to opt out and who's not, and all of those things. But yeah, seems like maybe something is brewing there with Bobby Miller. So
yep.
All right, that'll wrap it up for today. Thank you all for listening. We appreciate you being here with us every day. We're getting closer to the season. News is going to keep on coming, and before we know it, fingers crossed, we will have actual baseball games to talk about, and I can't wait for that. I was preparing my taxes today because it's almost the new tax date, and I was going through looking at all my trips to Dodger games last year, because those are tax deductible because I write and talk about baseball for a living, and it got me sad that I haven't been to Dodger Stadium since October. And the last time I was there, the Dodgers lost the game and eventually lost that series. And that's not cool. So, but soon we'll have real baseball to talk about. So please stick with us. Please subscribe to Locked On Dodgers wherever you get your podcasts. If you have Apple Podcasts, even if you don't use it, go ahead and subscribe there so other people can find us. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Locked On Dodgers. Vince is on Twitter at Vince Samperio. I'm on Twitter at Snydog. DMs are open on all of those places. Our email address is lockedondodgers@gmail.com. Our phone number is 323-863-LOCK-5625. You can leave us a voicemail or shoot us a text anytime at that number. We are here every weekday morning, and we hope you'll be here with us. When you get in your car or sit on your couch, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Dodgers. And remember, you don't have to agree. You just have to listen. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
And now, tell your smart device to play the latest episode of Locked On MLB. Have a good one.
D. I say D-O. D-O-D-G-E-R-S. The team that's all heart, all heart and all thumbs, they're my Los Angeles. Your Los Angeles. Our Los Angeles.
Do you think we'll really win the pennant?
Bye.